A host of actions by the Trump administration are sure to keep trade in the forefront of discussions in the nation's capital. That pushes demand toward U.S. On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, faces renewed calls from President Donald Trump to scrap the filibuster, which effectively sets a 60-vote threshold for passing most legislation. Three midterm elections are built to allow voluntary year-round access to higher ethanol fuel blends, known as E15, a revamp of farm labor laws, and a new farm bill to address key ag policy, like USDA loan limits, that haven't been updated since 2008. Agriculture policy, global trade, and biofuel company profits are in focus as summer nears the midway point. A host of actions by the Trump administration are sure to keep trade in the forefront of discussions in the nation's capital. The U.S. late last week slapped tariffs ranging from 10% to 12.5% on 60 countries on the grounds of failure to impose forced labor bans. Exempt ag products include certain seeds, fertilizer, and pesticides, drawing praise from farm groups. A fresh 12.5% levy is on top of a 25% tariff put on certain goods from Brazil last week, with exceptions including beef. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva calls the duties unfair and a strategic mistake. They will harm the U.S. economy and the U.S. partnership with Brazil, Lula wrote in an op-ed in the Washington Post on Sunday. Several U.S. industrial sectors depend on Brazilian inputs. Food, footwear, textiles, furniture, auto parts, and many other products will become more expensive for U.S. consumers. The tariffs include Brazilian tallow, a biofuel feedstock, that pushes demand toward U.S. raw materials, like soybean oil, supporting soy crush and raising costs for renewable fuel producers, Noble Ag analyst Susan Stroud says. Margins remain strong on high diesel values, but feedstock pressure will persist because of the record U.S. mandate and continued import headwinds. Also, amid a murky outlook for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the U.S. plans a 50% tariff on an array of Canadian products starting August 19. Energy and potash were excluded, but the changes add more uncertainty around feedstocks, trade flows, and USCA, Stroud says. Biofuel and ag company chief executives will have a chance to address the impact of U.S. trade and other policy matters as the quarterly earnings season kicks off this week. Valero Energy and Darling Ingredients, which co-own Diamond Green Diesel, the largest North American renewable diesel producer, are both set to hold conference calls on second quarter financial results on Thursday. Corteva, the seed and crop protection agribusiness that plans to split into two publicly traded companies later this year, holds an earnings webcast on Friday. On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, faces renewed calls from President Donald Trump to scrap the filibuster, which effectively sets a 60-vote threshold for passing most legislation. Removal is known as the nuclear option because of the expected political repercussions. Thune has repeatedly resisted Trump's push to do away with the tactic, saying there's not enough support in the Senate to do so. Trump says the filibuster needs to be abolished to pass the Save America Act, which would require photo ID to vote in federal elections, budget measures, and more. Do it now, before it is too late, Trump said in a social media post this weekend. GOP efforts to pass the Save America Act, Trump's top priority, have pulled in a months-long bipartisan attempt in the House and Senate to get a new batch of financial aid into the hands of struggling ag producers. A path forward for farmer assistance is a top question for Senate ag leaders as the chamber has just two more weeks in session before adjourning until mid-September. The House began a five-week recess on Friday. Other major priorities congressional ag leaders are trying to pass as soon as possible, and definitely before the NOV. Three midterm elections are built to allow voluntary year-round access to higher ethanol fuel blends, known as E15, a revamp of farm labor laws, and a new farm bill to address key ag policy, like USDA loan limits, that haven't been updated since 2008.